Okay, so for today's Liman of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about a very important halacha that relates to Hilchas Shabbos and its preparation, and that's the mitzvah of cutting your nails on Friday in honor of the upcoming Shabbos. So this is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. You honor Shabbos by preparing properly for its onset. So you take a shower, you cut your nails, and that's the subject of today's Limud, Simin Reish Samach, Sif Aleph. A couple of details as it relates to this mitzvah of cutting your nails on Friday in order to honor the upcoming Shabbos. Number one, the sheet of Reb Chaim Noah in Ketzais HaShulchan is that this mitzvah only applies to cutting your fingernails. You cut your fingernails on Friday to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos because your fingernails are visible to others, and it's honoring Shabbos by making sure that it's clean and that it's smooth and that it's honorable in preparation for the onset of Shabbos. However, says Reb Chaim Noah, there's no chiv to cut your toenails on Friday. There's no chiv. Now, others disagree, but that's the sheet of Reb Chaim Noah, that the mitzvah only applies to fingernails, since only fingernails are visible as opposed to toenails. That's number one. Number two, the question is, when on Friday should a person cut their nails? So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Yisoid V'Sheirish HaAvodah write that there's a maila, it's preferable to cut it after Chatzos on Friday. Like this, it's clear that what's being done is in honor of the upcoming Shabbos, and therefore there's a maila to wait and specifically do it close to Shabbos in that it's after Chatzos on Friday. Not everyone agrees. The Sefer Aruch Chaim writes that others hold that it's even better to do it before Chatzos rather than after Chatzos, but be that as it may, the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan, the shita of the Yesoid V'Sheirish HaAvodah is that it's preferable to cut your nails on Friday after Chatzos, and like this, it's going to be obvious and clear that it's in honor of the upcoming Shabbos. Number three, the Mishnah Berurah writes that there's a minig to avoid cutting your fingernails on a Thursday. Don't cut your fingernails on Thursday. Why? Nails begin to grow 3 days after you cut them. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, since nails begin to grow 3 days after you cut them, if you cut your fingernails on Thursday, they're going to begin to grow on Shabbos. And when you cause them to begin growing on Shabbos, you're diminishing and you're reducing Kavod Shabbos. Because the whole point of cutting your nails in the first place is Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, when you cause them to Adrabah, start growing on Shabbos, it's something to be avoided because it mitigates Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, the minig, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to lechatchila try to avoid cutting your fingernails on Thursday. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. But be that as it may, the Mishnah Berurah does bring this down, that there is a maila to avoid lechatchila cutting the fingernails on Thursday. Next, number four. The Mishnah Berurah cites a minig to avoid cutting the fingernails and the toenails on the same day. And this is like a spiritual danger that emanates when a person cuts both types of nails on the same day. And that's the minig that's brought down by many Paiskim, including the Mishnah Berurah. You try not to cut your fingernails and your toenails on the same day. So therefore, according to this minig, the best thing to do is to cut your toenails on Thursday, and you cut your fingernails on Friday. We already said that there's a maila to avoid cutting your fingernails on Thursday, because then it starts growing on Shabbos. So like this, you cut your toenails on a Thursday, you cut your fingernails on a Friday, and like this, you abide by this minig that there's some spiritual danger if both the fingernails and the toenails are cut on the same day. Now, adds the Buchacher, since in halacha, generally, it starts with the night and then it goes to the day. So the day follows the night rather than vice versa. Therefore, says the Buchacher, you're allowed to cut your fingernails during the day and then that night cut your toenails because it's not considered to be cut on the same day since that night is already considered the onset of the next day. Because in halacha, in Judaism, the night comes first and then the day. So you cut your, let's say, you cut your fingernails during the day, and then you cut your toenails that night, it's considered halachically being cut on two different days, and the mitigating sakana is not an issue. The Chida brings down that Arizal was not makbid about this particular inyan of avoiding to cut the fingernails and the toenails on the same day, and he himself would cut his fingernails and his toenails on the same day, not being worried and concerned about any sakana that would emanate. Okay, so again, there is such a thing that some were noyeg not to cut the fingernails and the toenails on the same day. The Chida quotes the Arizal as not being makbid about this halach. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid writes in his Sava that a person shouldn't cut their nails and a person shouldn't cut their hair on Rosh Chodesh. Also in this case, there's some spiritual sakana that will emanate and it's considered somewhat dangerous. And a person should avoid cutting their hair or their nails on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that if you hold of this Sava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, not to cut the nails or the hair on the Rosh Chodesh, this applies even if Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Erev Shabbos. Even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, you should avoid cutting your hair or cutting your nails if you're makbid about this Sava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky learns that this does not apply if Rosh Chodesh is both Thursday and Friday, because then it's not going to be Kavod Shabbos. And Kavod Shabbos overrides this potential sakana. Therefore, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid would agree that you would be allowed to cut your hair or your nails on this Rosh Chodesh. But if it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're makbid about this Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in general, it would apply even if Rosh Chodesh coincides with a Friday.